The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with them. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Commenting on today's Gospel, St. Augustine, arguably one of the most brilliant saints in our church, says, "We are like a ship. As a vessel on the sea is exposed to 1,000 dangers, to pirates, shallows, hidden rocks, and tempests, so we in this life are encompassed with perils. Arising from the temptations of hell, from the occasions of sin, from the scandals or bad counsel of others, from human respect, and, above all, from the passions of our fallen nature. This should not cause us to lose confidence. Rather, says St. Augustine, when you find yourself assaulted by a violent passion, take whatever steps you can to avoid the occasions of sin and place your reliance entirely on God. When the tempest is violent, the pilot never takes his eyes from the light which guides him to port. In like manner, we should keep our eyes always turned to God, who alone can deliver us from the many dangers to which we are exposed." My brothers and sisters, oftentimes we find ourselves in the midst of a storm. That's generally just how life goes. They pop up, they're there. But if we do find ourselves in the midst of a storm today or any day, a gospel today is a reminder to turn to Christ, to let him know that we are being overcome by the sea, by the winds. And he will rebuke the storm and say to it, "Quiet, be still." But he says the same to you and I as well. "Quiet, be still." For he wants us to maintain our inner peace as well.